From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Vladimir Putin is supportive of an American proposal for Syria. Russia's president says he agrees with an American proposal to incorporate opposition representatives in Syria's government, but he balked at the idea that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad should step down immediately. During a wide-reaching interview with CNN at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, Putin said the only way to ensure that democracy takes hold in Syria is with a new constitution and new elections at all levels of government based on that constitution. Tens of thousands of people have protested the presence of U.S. military bases on the Japanese island of Okinawa after an American contractor and former Marine was accused of raping and killing a local woman. The rally today called for a review of the U.S.-Japanese security agreement, which burdens Okinawa with hosting the bulk of U.S. troops in Japan. Jeff Kingston is a professor of Asian study and history at Temple University's Japan campus.
They feel so frustrated. You know, they've put up with a lot for a very long time. Nobody seems to listen. And so I think that these protests are not going to just go away. They're not going to die down.
Belgium has carried out major security sweeps, and three suspects are charged with terrorist activity. This comes hours after the country's National Security Council met to review mounting evidence of an imminent attack. Prime Minister Charles Michel said Belgium would remain extremely vigilant hour by hour. Belgium has been under alert since the attacks in March on Brussels that killed 32 people. This is